In April 2000, co-plaintiffs Dennis Fritz and Ron Williamson filed suit against half the state of Oklahoma. The defendants were the city of Ada, Pontotoc County, Bill Peterson, Dennis Smith, John Christian, Mike Tenney, Glenn Gore, Terry Holland, James Harjo, the state of Oklahoma, the OSBI, OSBI employees Gary Rogers, Rusty Featherstone, Melvin Hett, Jerry Peters, and Larry Mullins, and the Department of Corrections officials Gary Maynard, Dan Reynolds, James Saffel, and Larry Fields. The lawsuit was filed in federal court as a civil rights case, alleging violations under the 4th, 5th, 6th, 8th, and 14th Amendments to the Constitution. It was randomly assigned to none other than Judge Frank C., who would later recuse himself. The lawsuit claimed that defendants, 1. Failed to provide the plaintiffs with a fair trial by fabricating evidence and withholding exculpatory evidence, 2. Conspired to falsely arrest and maliciously prosecute the plaintiffs, 3. Engaged in deceitful conduct, 4. Intentionally inflicted emotional distress, 5. Acted negligently in prosecuting the plaintiffs, and 6. Initiated and maintained a malicious prosecution. The claim against the prison system alleged that Ron was mistreated while on death row and that his mental illness was ignored by officials who were repeatedly put on notice. The lawsuit demanded $100 million in damages. Bill Peterson was quoted in the Ada newspaper as saying, "In my opinion, it's a frivolous lawsuit to attract attention. I'm not worried about it." He also reaffirmed that the investigation into the homicide continues. The lawsuit was filed by Barry Scheck's firm and a Kansas City lawyer named Cheryl Pilot. Mark Barrett would join the team later when he left the indigent defense system and entered private practice. Civil suits for wrongful convictions are extremely difficult to win, and most exonerees are shut out from the courthouse. Being wrongfully convicted does not automatically give one the right to sue. A potential plaintiff must claim and prove that his civil rights were violated, that his constitutional protections were breached, and that this resulted in a wrongful conviction. Then, the difficult part. Virtually everyone involved in the legal process that led to the bad conviction is cloaked with immunity. A judge is immune from a wrongful conviction lawsuit, regardless of how poorly he handled the trial. A prosecutor is immune as long as he does his job, that is, as long as he prosecutes. If, however, he gets too involved in the investigation, then he might become liable. And a policeman is immune unless it can be shown that his actions were so wrong that any reasonable law enforcement officer would have known that he was violating the Constitution. Such lawsuits are ruinously expensive to maintain, with the plaintiff's attorneys forced to front tens, even hundreds of thousands of dollars in litigation costs. And they are almost too risky to file because recovery is such a long shot. Most wrongfully convicted people, like Greg Wilhoit, never receive a dime.